and hit you. Come on, bring the girl. Bring the baby down and we'll lead you out. You coming? Come on, babies. Theodora, we're not hurting them.
It's a busy morning here at the dairy near Caloundra on Queensland's Sunshine Coast, but it's not just any old dairy. That sound you can hear behind me, that's actually a camel. That's right, this is a camel milk dairy. No cows to be seen here. G'day, I'm Marty McCarthy, and it's not often you see these magnificent animals being milked. And just wait until you hear how much a litre of this stuff is fetching. Camel farmer Lauren Brisbane is here to show me around her unique dairy.
Well, we're milking camels. So what we do is they come into the race and then we wash them really thoroughly and make sure their udder's lovely and clean. And then we make sure that they've let down. So we get a little bit of milk out of them to make sure that their udder's nice and healthy. And then we put the cups on them.
Take me back a step, because as you say, milking camels, that's not really an idea that a lot of consumers or lovers of milk would be used to.
No, it's something quite different in Australia. Of course, it's been consumed for thousands of years, but it is quite new in Australia. Camel milk is a really high in health product. So it's used for children with autism. It's the only dairy that's recommended for children with autism. And it's also used for diabetics and people with gastrointestinal problems, you know, gut dysfunction. So very high in health product.
You're one of the few camel milk dairies in the country. Has there been an interest in what you're doing here?
There's been a lot of interest and we get a lot of emails from people who say, you know, we heard about what you're doing, we'd really like to do it too, so come and have a look at your dairy. And we get those sort of requests all the time.
Lauren sells out of milk every week and it fetches as much as $32 a litre.
The reason why it's so high is because it's so expensive to actually produce. Our production costs are enormous. It's not like a cattle dairy, you know, where you've got hundreds of cows and you don't have to look after the babies. Our babies stay on their mothers, so the production costs for a starter double, and we have very specialised feed as well. So the costs in producing the milk are extremely high.
It's an animal that's largely seen as a pest here in Australia. Camels were first introduced in the 1840s to help explorers traverse inland Australia. But as they became wild, the population exploded. And after culls in recent years, the number now hovers around the 300,000 head mark. But despite their pest status here, Lauren says they are worthy of livestock status too.
Camels have been milked for thousands of years in the Middle East and North Africa, but Australia was very new. They're a different animal. So the challenges were, you know, how do we do with this with such a large animal? And an animal that's largely been allowed to be wild or only managed behind wire.
And what about the logistics of actually milking the camels? I notice when you bring the mums through, you have to have the babies in a separate channel on the side. And the babies are there still drinking some milk while you're trying to get milk to collect on the other side. So are the babies drinking your profits?
Well, we share the milk with the babies. The camel cows are here primarily because they're mothers, so their priority in life is their babies, so their babies have to be our priority as well. So it's really important that we make sure that the babies are growing really well and really healthy. So that's why camel cows only produce sort of 4 or 5 litres at the very most a day.
And a big question, I suppose, is what's the taste like? How does it compare to normal cow's milk?
It tastes like milk. It's just a little bit saltier, but it just tastes like milk.
Now, a fixture of any dairy is baby animals, because in the first instance, the mum needs them to start producing milk. And this farm is no different. We head into the paddock to meet the camel calves. They're probably the smallest camels I've ever seen.
These are quite small camels. We've got a variety of camels here. We've got some smaller camels and we've got some really, really big camels. So that's Australia for you. There's a wide variety of camels, you know, this size as well. So, you know, it just depends on genetics.
I was actually referring to the baby camels.
Oh. That's very funny. They are very tiny. They are very new. So, yeah, these are our baby babies. So and you can see the girls are coming up to have a little sniff and find out who you are.
They're very inquisitive. What are the babies like? having them here on the farm? Because they're new, aren't they?
They're very new. We bred these babies. These were all bred here. And you're getting a kiss and a cuddle here. No, we bred all these babies. So they've... And you know, we having a new baby or having an imminent birth is really, really special and important. And, you know, we wait for those babies to be born and we make sure that the mothers are as healthy as they can be and, you know, take a lot of care with them, particularly, you know, before and after they've had their babies.
Lauren, you've got some milking to do, so I'll let you head up to the dairy. I'm going to head out to another paddock now to meet one of the camel tamers here on the farm.
Cozzy, come on. Come on, love, walk up. We'll give you a feed. Come on, walk up.
That's Emerson Tasker, and these camels are his mates.
So one of them's Bam Bam, one's Maxie, the most placid camels here, I guess, in the most sense, as you can see. Yeah, they're basically brothers in a sense. They pretty much do everything together. We can't see one without the other.
I'm surprised with how friendly they are. They're coming up for a nibble and a pat.
Yeah, put it this way, if they could fit in your car and take them home, they would. It's like... Yeah, Maxie will sit on your lap if you can and lay down and have a cuddle, good old tummy rub.
These guys are both about a year old. What's it like raising them?
Yeah, so it's pretty cruisy. It's not easy. They do try and fight for dominance and stuff like that. So they'll try and act up and be silly. It's very interesting because it's just another pet, really. It's like raising another. Well, I guess in a sense, a child.
It is a bit like a child because you can't give attention to one without the other getting a little bit upset.
Yeah, basically, like as you can see, if you pat one, the other one comes over from half the paddock away.
And explain to me that concept of how they respect you, because you were saying you're dominant over one of them.
Yeah, so if I'm dominant over one of them, it means he's like I can touch his ear, he's not going to whip around and try and bite me, or he's going to put his head down. So it's just a matter of, like, they're comfortable around you to the point where they trust you. So, like, Maxie, far out, mate. if they put to drop their head to your feet or something, it means it's a sign of respect. They totally and utterly trust you. I guess it's the same thing with your pets in that household, I guess. Like, if you feed them enough, they'll respect you. But, like, and also if they do something naughty and you punish them, they know that you're in charge. You don't stuff around with this person, basically.
How long, I mean, these guys look pretty large at the moment, but how long until they reach full size?
So they're basically, both of them are about a year old. And trying to get coming for a kiss there. They're basically about a year old, so I'd give it another 3 or 4 years and then they'll be fully grown.
And these guys, well, they're males, so they clearly won't be used for milking, they'll be for breeding?
Yeah, definitely. So Maxie's going to be our little pet camel. He's going to see how placid it is. He'll let you, yeah, whatever. He'll get in the car with you. And Bam Bam, we're looking to make our breeding bull eventually, hopefully.